Microsoft buys Skype for $8.5 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, how will Skype help Microsoft adapt to a changing tech landscape? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow is up 35 points at 12,720. The NASDAQ up about 0.5%, and the S&P 500 up about 0.4%. Wendy's Arby's Group is out with its earnings this morning, and the company is reporting a loss because of the rising cost of ingredients. But sales at Arby's actually rose a few percent. No details this morning on the future of Arby's, which the company plans to sell. We'll get to our regular market analyst in a moment, but first, the big business story of the day. Microsoft is buying the internet phone service Skype for $8.5 billion. It is Microsoft's biggest acquisition ever. Marketplace's David Gura has the details.
With Skype, you can video chat and make phone calls over the internet.
They were the brand that pioneered this.
That's Kara Swisher, executive editor of All Things Digital. Today, Skype has more than 600 million users around the world. Tech analyst Chris Brower says Microsoft will want to integrate Skype technology into its software and search engine, its video game consoles, and mobile phones.
It's not so much about what Skype used to be as what Skype is going to be in a few years' time, and that's really down to how well Microsoft manages this acquisition.
But Rupert Goodwins, the editor of the tech website ZDNet UK, suspects there was another reason for the deal.
It could also be a desperate move by Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, to pull together one big deal that actually makes sense.
And to reclaim some of the ground it lost over the last decade to competitors. Analysts say the deal could pave the way for Microsoft to compete in the corporate video conferencing market against Cisco, a company that, until today, was rumored to be one of Skype's potential suitors. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
China said today its exports hit a record level last month, and its trade surplus is now $11.4 billion. For more on this, let's bring in Julie Neiman, analyst with Smithmore & Company. She's with us live every Tuesday from St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
So inflation is high in China. That means the costs of the things that it make, the cost to make those things that it produces goes up. So why would exports be rising now instead of falling?
Well, in spite of everything, even with wages and commodities going up in China, they are still the lowest cost producers. So they ended up with exports up 30% in spite of those higher prices, imports up only 22%. Now, the U.S. wants China to raise the value of the yuan, too, because a cheaper yuan enables them to underbid and underprice all of their trading partners. And will also mumble about human rights because they're concerned over the Arab Spring could spread to their shores, too. But China has very legitimate concerns. We need to get our fiscal mess under control. We pay them in dollars, and they buy tons of treasuries, and both are going down in value due to our inability to get our debt and spending under control, and they view this as the big ripoff, not the big payoff. So we have real testy conditions going on with China at the point, and we also appear to be in a shift with Pakistan. China has always been a long supporter of Pakistan because they both hate India, and we're clouding our relations with Pakistan, so we've got two things that are clouding problems with China right now.
And these big meetings are going on in Washington with high-level Chinese officials. Julie, quickly, do you expect anything big to come out of these meetings?
Mostly they're going to say that we have strong cooperation and growing cooperation. But again, the key thing is going to be, can we make any headway with this? They're not going to give until they see us have some significant movement on the debt.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We're coming up on graduation season, which means it's business plan competition time at the nation's business schools. From Harvard to Rice to the University of Chicago, teams of student entrepreneurs have been honing their elevator pitches. MIT holds its final round tomorrow. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has our report.
This year, for the first time, contestants in MIT's pitch competition were able to submit their startup ideas not just on paper and in person, but also in 60-second videos on YouTube. MBA student Kurosh Kagazian is running the contest.
It's really important for startups that have limited resources to be able to use social media platforms to sort of promote their products or services, to recruit talent or raise funding.
YouTube opened up this year's field beyond the elite East Coast MBA network of MIT, Harvard, Wharton, and the like. Video pitches came from Georgia Tech, the University of Utah, also Taiwan, Cameroon, India, and Pakistan. Kagazian says there's an art to this 60-second elevator pitch. It's got three key ingredients, and we'll mash up some of the YouTube videos to demonstrate. First, there's the problem.
Everyone produces earwax, but for 35 million Americans, their wax buildup is so large that it plugs the ear canal, causing symptoms such as hearing loss and ringing in their ears.
We provide access to high-end exotic automobiles for a fraction of the cost of ownership.
Holy crap, 2.5 billion people lack access to adequate sanitation in the developing world.
Next ingredient, how your solution works in the marketplace.
With our patent-pending earwax removal system, nurses can see into the ear canal while injecting water, thus avoiding complications like
second-by-second, tenth-of-a-page resolution analytics about
banana fiber.
Banana fiber. Okay. Finally, no elevator pitch is complete without a closer, something catchy to seal the deal.
And we're going to revolutionize education.
Help us as we turn shit into gold.
No messy cleanup. It's quicker, it's safer, it's easier.
That last pitch you heard, by the way, for Clear Ear, the earwax removal startup, it won the beauty contest on YouTube. Tomorrow night, its student team from MIT and Stanford will compete against a dozen other finalists for MIT's $100,000 prize. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, to the nation's heartland, where farmers are really feeling the high gas prices. So, according to the New York Times, a growing number of them are switching from tractors to oxen to farm their land. The animals run on grass, they fertilize the land, and they're cuter than tractors. Though one expert tells the Times, in the summer heat, don't expect them to do too much work. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
England is said to be the most watched society in the world. 7,000 cameras in London alone. Kind of makes dodging a traffic ticket tough.
I don't think people like the idea of vehicles driving around with a camera recording them.
Big Brother actually is watching. I'm Kai Rizdal. That story, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.